Yeah, we did. We got 2 points. I don't think very many expected it. Now, to be honest, it was a daunting task. From the outset, having to go to Croke Park to play Dublin, the season they've just had and the match of where they've won, they lost one match in the last maybe 18 months, I think. So look, it was a formidable start for us, but look, we're very happy. It was a great run out and very worthwhile.
And the basis behind people maybe not giving you a chance going down to Dublin to the All-Ireland Champions was because of the amount of players that have notably not able to join the panel this year, Maxie.
Yeah, look, we've lost quite a few, all right, for one reason or another, but look we knew it was coming. It was something we knew we were going to have to deal with. We did feel that there was players outside this last year's squad that were going to add value to it and would improve our squad, and that hasn't changed. We've had a chance to welcome them for the last month or so, and look, we knew going to Dublin was going to be tough, and we didn't know if that was going to be the place where we'd see the best of them or see what they were capable of. But thankfully, they stood up and they put on a mighty performance and just gave it everything for the hour, and thankfully they got the reward and got over the line in the end.
Looking at the performance, Maxie, it was the goal, obviously, Cairn's goal gave you that platform. But beforehand, Donegal were, they were sending out signals that they were going to cause a lot of problems in the first opening 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, they started very well, and we have injected a bit of pace into the team this year and a bit of mobility around the middle third. And we showed that once we were able to get the ball turned over or get the ball in, instead of running half, we were able to cause Dublin problems by running at us. Dublin played the game very similar to the men, and that they tend to go man to man and they push up and they do leave space at the back. And we felt that with experience and quality the likes of Cairn and Kira Grant have inside, and add that to the running power of the likes of Megan Ryan and Neve Hegarty and Jerry McLaughlin, we felt that we would get a wee bit of joy, and thankfully that's how it worked out.
And you touched on one girl, Megan Ryan. She's only 16, but make your debut in Croke Park. Well, why not?
Yeah, look, there were seven of them made their debut last night. It's made the task, I suppose, all the more impressive, and the achievement all the more impressive. It was, there was from Ashley Knee and goals, so through to Tara Hegarty, cornerback, Knee Boyle, played in the half back line. Amy Boyle Carr started her first game, and Megan Ryan, it was daunting from that perspective, because we didn't know how it was going to go for them. We didn't know how they would respond to the big occasion. The match was live on TV in front of Croke Park, against the All Ireland champions. So it was, but look, we knew we had nothing to lose, we had nothing to, but we had it all to gain. And as I said numerous times, it was like all of as much talent as any team in the country. And look, whether we were going to come to the fore this early or not, we were confident the squad would together would do Donegal proud.
And looking at your experienced heads, it was Neve Hegarty and Cairn that linked up for that goal. Something you worked on in practice.
Yeah, well, look, I would love to say it was a tactical masterstroke, but it wasn't. Look, the ladies' game is a lot less tactical than the men's game, and girls, just maybe want to go and play more so than the boys. They don't buy into this whole paralysis by analysis that goes on in the men's game, and people, I think the men's game has got very technical and people are overcomplicating it, and as I look at the simple game, and the ladies have retained a bit of that, and I think it makes for a better product. But look, Neve Hegarty is a quality footballer. She was an All-Star a couple of years ago. Everybody knows the talent that Cairn has. Geraldine, the name speaks volumes no matter where you go. Keir Grant's a former international soccer player, so those players have serious ability and serious football know-how, and if teams let them play, they will cause them bother. And we knew that while we have lost a lot of players, we have managed to retain a very strong core to our team, from our defence, Nicole Neymar Galler and Trass in defence, through Katie Herr middle of the field, and Yvonne or Geraldine and Cairn and Neve Hegarty up front. We still have a lot of experience and a lot of know-how, and just whether the young girls could bed in or not soon enough, to make us competitive. Division 1 was the only concern we had, and in the evidence of last night, I think it could go quite well.
Putting belief into the players was one thing, Maxie, but when you got to half-time, you had the goal, I suppose the confidence level lifted a wee bit at half-time, and then went out in the second half and they did the business.
Yeah, look, you know, I keep going back to the word quality, and you know, we had plenty of it. We know we have, you know, mobility in the team. We have lots of legs. So we felt that if we just, you know, kept working and kept, you know, doing this, the simple things, that we wouldn't be far away. Look, Dublin, at the same time, it's the first game of the league in February, and you know, they're not long back from their team holiday. They have players, you know, rehabbing from their long run last year. So, you know, Dublin probably weren't at full throttle either. But let's look, it was an experience for us getting ready for the occasion of going to Croke Park, and we probably didn't envisage being in the position we were in at half time. So it was something we'd spoken about previously. So we just encouraged the girls to keep at it, keep doing the things that we're doing, and you know, and keep executing the basic skills as best they could, and that hopefully that, you know, that would be enough to get us over the line. And thankfully, that's how it turned out.
Mayo's up next, and well, we all know there's going to be a sting in Mayo's tail. You're down in Mayo watching their game today, Maxie.
Yeah, we're here in Swinford, and at Mayo they're playing Tipperary. They're the very, very healthy 2-9 to 4-point lead at the minute. Mayo, like ourselves, have lost a lot of players, but again, like ourselves, have retained all their main firepower up front. And you know, they boast a very formidable forward line, and they say they have a lot of pace in their team as well. So look, we're due to play them next Sunday at home, and look, that'll be another massive challenge. And you know, it's very important people don't get carried away either by last night. I'd say it's the first game of the league, and Dublin were by no means at full throttle, and you know, there are other teams who will be more, you know, ready at this time of the year than Dublin. Dublin know what's ahead, and they're looking for a 3 in a row, and you know, whether they win or lose the league, it's not going to be the end of the world to them. They're not going to get relegated, whereas some of the rest of us have one eye on relegation and one eye on development and progression. And Mayo are in a similar position to ourselves. They're trying to come on stream with a new team here, so there are a lot of new faces, and they have a lot of work done, and you can see that on them. So look, it'll make for a very interesting game next Sunday, and I think it's going to be a very interesting league all round, you know, with so many teams, you know, say jostling for position and trying to catch up with Dublin and Cork.